Following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How are we doing, Refuge Family? We good?
Like Pastor Jeff said, I have the honor and privilege of overseeing our high school ministry here. It has been an amazing 3 months, and I'm excited for what is to come. And I am so thankful that I get to come out here and just share the Word of God with you all. So before we get started, let's pray. God, thank you so much for just another great evening of resonance here. Thank you for each and every person that came out tonight. I pray that you will speak through me, speak to them. May they experience you in new ways this evening. It's in your name we pray. Amen. So tonight we are going to talk about something that may seem very ordinary, but it carries extraordinary meaning in our lives. That is bread. Yes, bread. It's something we see almost every day, but in the Bible, bread takes on a very powerful significance. So I want to start tonight by reading John chapter 6, verses 25 through 35. So if you'll join me, verse 25. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, or teacher, when did you get here? Verse 26, Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I perform, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Then they asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires? Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. So they asked him, what sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Verse 34, sir, they said, always give us this bread. Verse 35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So tonight we're going to focus on that last verse right there. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. So imagine, if you will, with me, you're on a long hike, the sun is beating down, you're carrying a backpack, your feet are tired, your legs are tired, dogs are barking, it's time to rest. Finally, you see a shady spot. You sit down, take out of the backpack some fresh bread and water, and as you eat, what happens? You feel refreshed and energized. This is the image that Jesus gives when he calls himself the bread of life. He's offering something that refreshes and sustains us in a much deeper way. So tonight, we're going to explore what Jesus says when he says he is the bread of life and how that truth can transform your life right now. If you're taking notes, mental notes, remember this. Our first thought for tonight is that the bread of life satisfies our spiritual hunger. Have you ever opened your refrigerator and you're staring at the shelves and you found yourself thinking, wow, there is nothing to eat.
even though you can see that there's food in there. There's that bag of lettuce that's been sitting there for a little while. There's the fruit in the drawer. There's that leftover pasta from the night before, and so on. But you're still not finding what you're looking for. That has happened to me many times, where I just stand and sit with the refrigerator doors open, looking for food. There's food clearly there. And you're like, man, I'm so hungry, but there's nothing here. It's not that you're physically hungry though, right? It's that you're looking for something to satisfy a deeper craving. Something that's going to hit the spot. So in life, right, we all experience this kind of hunger. But what kind of hunger is that? It's a hunger that's deep, that's spiritual. And what do? We find ourselves trying to fill that hunger with various things. What types of things? Success. The job we have. The money we make. Material possessions, what we have. The clothes we wear, the shoes we show off. Or even hobbies. But much like staring into that full fridge and still feeling unsatisfied, what begins to happen? Those things never quite fill us up. And that's why it's so important. We see in Matthew 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, where it talks about the treasures in your heart. What you're focusing your attention on. What you're filling your mind with, your heart with. Is it of this world? Is it temporary? Or is it something that's going to last longer, more eternal? And Jesus in John 6, verse 35, makes a radical statement here, right? I am the bread of life. And what he's saying is that he alone is the one who can satisfy our deepest needs, our spiritual hunger within. Just as bread nourishes our physical bodies, what do we get with Jesus? A nourishment of our souls. Nothing else can fill the void inside us like he can. So we ask ourselves the question, are we feeling empty inside? Like there's something missing in our lives. When we reflect on that. But there's always that invitation from Jesus that he is calling us to come back to him. He promises that if you come to him, you will never hunger or thirst again. That's crazy. You will never hunger or thirst again. He fills that void with what? He fills it with his love, purpose, and presence. Instead of seeking satisfaction in temporary things, turn to Jesus who offers lasting fulfillment. Number two, the bread of life is accessible to everyone. Picture a family gathered around a table. There's a loaf of bread in the center. It's simple, it's basic, but it's for everyone. No one has to earn a seat at the table. They're all welcome to take and eat. In fact, bread in many cultures is a symbol of hospitality and provision. It's not something reserved for the rich and powerful. It's accessible to all. So when we see Jesus saying, I am the bread of life, we then can translate that as he is offering himself freely to everyone. Regardless of your background, regardless of your status or your past mistakes, whatever you've done,
he is accessible to you. At the beginning of John chapter 6, if we go back a little bit, we see Jesus had just performed a miracle by feeding the 5,000 with just a few loaves of bread and fish, 5 loaves and 2 fish. The people were amazed by this miracle. But Jesus pointed them to something even greater. Spiritual nourishment. And he offers that to everyone who comes to him. You don't have to be good enough or have your life all together to come to Jesus. Just as bread is accessible to everyone, so is Jesus. Just to make that point a little clearer. No matter who you are, what you've done, or where you're from, Jesus invites you to come to him, receive the life that he offers. He doesn't even ask you to clean up your act first. He welcomes you just as you are. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is found in Luke chapter 15. It's the story of the prodigal son, or the parable of the lost son, depending on which translation of the Bible you're in. It's the story of a father with 2 sons. One older, who we see in the story remains loyal to the father at his side. And then a younger son, who we see thinks he has something to prove. All right, the father gives him a portion. You see the younger son go out, make some pretty poor decisions with his life, and then comes to the realization that, whoa, what am I doing? And I'm sure there's this contemplation, right, of, do I go back? Do I go back home? Will anyone accept me still? Do I keep living out this life? Probably a lot of shame, a lot of guilt that he experienced. But in the end, we see he returns home, probably all the way back thinking, no one's going to be happy I'm there. I don't even know what I'm going to tell my dad. And what do we see the dad do in the story? The father welcomes him with wide arms open. They begin to celebrate his return. It's just such the perfect story of God's redemptive and restorative love to us. No matter how far off we've gone, no matter how off the path we've taken, we can always turn right back to him. And he will accept us as we are. The visual and the picture that the father in that story is Jesus calling us back to him. That's the invitation today from him. Jesus is always calling you right back into his arms. And finally, point number 3, the bread of life gives eternal life. The bread of life gives eternal life. When you think about bread, a loaf of bread, you buy at the store, it has an expiration date. There's a little tag on it, says when it was baked, how long it's gonna be, right? No matter how fresh it is when you buy it, eventually, what will happen? It'll get stale, moldy, maybe. If you wait that long to get rid of your bread, I don't know. I don't know if I wait that long for it to get moldy, but it does get stale. It gets moldy. And eventually what? You throw it away. Everything in life has an expiration date. Our jobs, our health, and even our lives. But that doesn't have to be scary. That doesn't have to be something that we fear. Why? Because here's the amazing thing.
When Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he's not talking about something that will expire or wear out. He's offering something eternal. In John 6, Jesus compares himself to the manna that the Israelites ate in the wilderness, bread from heaven that sustained them temporarily. But Jesus is the true bread from heaven, offering a life that doesn't end, a life that continues forever with God. So we ask ourselves the questions, and sometimes we get asked this too. Have you ever thought about what happens after this life? Jesus offers more than just temporary satisfaction. We live in a world that will tell us, here's the latest and greatest things. Here's what you should do. Here's what you should look like. This is what's going to fill you up. This is what's going to make you happy. Temporary things. Temporary things defined by the culture we live in. That's why it's so important, which was awesome when Brian had mentioned this verse earlier. Romans 12:2 says what? Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed. As believers, as Christians, we're called to be set apart from the world, to step into the gift that God has given us. When we trust in him, when we trust in Jesus, we are given a new quality of life that begins now and lasts forever. This is not just about surviving. It's about thriving. It's not just about surviving. This is about thriving now and for eternity. And if you're seeking something that lasts, something that can outlive the trials of this world, because those trials are going to come. Unfortunately, it's not an if, it's a when. It's when those trials come. Jesus offers you that safety, that eternal life, that reward in heaven, when you accept him. So in closing, let's reflect on what we've talked about this evening. Talk about Jesus is the bread of life. He satisfies our deepest hunger. He's accessible to everyone. And he gives us eternal life. Just like bread that nourishes and sustains us physically, Jesus nourishes and sustains us spiritually. And if you're here tonight and you've been searching for something to fill the emptiness inside, that longing, something that gives life meaning, purpose, and joy, Jesus is inviting you to come to him. Let him be the one that fills and satisfies your heart. The bread that is freely given to each and every one of us. And the bread that leads to eternal life. So as we pray, I invite you to take a step of faith, whether you're just beginning to explore who Jesus is, or you've been on this journey for a while, or maybe you're even questioning, hey, what is this Christianity thing all about? Know that Jesus is inviting you to experience his life in a deeper way. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, Thank you so much for your promise. We read here in John 6 that you are the bread of life that sustains us, that nourishes us. Thank you that you satisfy our deepest needs, that you welcome us just as we are, no matter who we are, where we're from, what we've done. You offer us eternal life. Pray for everyone here tonight that they may experience you in a powerful way, in a personal way. Help us to trust in you and receive the life that you can only give. God, we love you and we thank you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.